The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place? The Wild West.
Joining me now in the Wild West is the wonderful Kate Ryan. Hello, Kate.
Good morning.
Now, I've just watched you jump from the producer's chair into the studio.
Yeah, it's
very
been
impressive.
A bit of a frantic morning, but
it has been. It has been one of those days. And now, look, not as frantic as this ambitious challenge that this Australian man has taken on.
Yeah, so Sydney man Josh Eastwell, he has a pretty ambitious plan to have a snag at every Bunnings in the country. And he's actually done pretty well so far. He's downed 172 of the 280 on offer so far.
So that's what there is, 280 Bunnings.
Yeah, around the country. So, I mean, he's just gone through WA and done some of the even remote sausage sizzles, and New South Wales and Queensland are next on his list.
Wow, it's really quite amazing. I noticed this story go up and people were adding a lot of comments saying, oh yeah, what a legend, legend. And then someone said, you know, like, why is he doing it? Is he raising money for charity? And apparently he's not.
No, he's just
doing it for fun. So that's a bit of a shame. It is a shame that he's not, you know, doing it as an opportunity to raise awareness for, you know, mental health, say, for example, because I tell you what, my mental health certainly is a lot improved once I go and have a snag in a bun.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as you see that they've got that little tent up at Bunnings, you just, even if you're not going into Bunnings, you just kind of go, oh yeah, I could have one. And you know, if it's like a small little, you know, soccer club or something, then you go, oh, I'm doing my bit as well. So
but how would this bloke feel? He's driven all the way to some remote Bunnings in some town in regional Victoria, and then he gets there, and on that particular day the netball team didn't get around to organising the sausage sizzle.
So oh, you'd
he has to come
devastated.
Back the next weekend. It could take him a while. It could take him quite a while.